This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Poor water quality and high temperatures are to blame for a mass fish kill at a reservoir near Independence Pass. In mid-August, Colorado Parks and Wildlife was alerted to hundreds of dead fish along the shores of Grizzly Reservoir, which the agency had recently stocked with rainbow trout. After investigating, CPW concluded that a drop in water flowing into the reservoir and a climbing water temperature caused the deaths. Federal authorities are investigating a mid-air collision between two planes near Fort Morgan that left one person dead yesterday. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
The fatal collision was at Fort Morgan Municipal Airport Sunday morning just before 11 a.m. Two people survived with minor injuries who were aboard a four-seater Cessna owned by a Broomfield Flying Club. It was flying from its base at Broomfield Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport to Fort Morgan Municipal Airport. The other plane was a two-seater with two people aboard, one of whom died in the crash. The accident is being investigated by the NTSB and the FAA. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol reminds drivers that traction laws go into effect on September 1st. Trucks and passenger vehicles must have adequate tires on their cars from now until May 31st of next year. Commercial trucks must carry chains on most mountain roadways starting now. Cars need either all-season or mud and snow tires with a tread depth of at least 3/16 of an inch. Clear skies for the rest of the day across Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins with highs in the mid to upper 80s. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.